Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not a distant God. You're a God that knows us and truly loves us. Thank you that you're with us on the mountaintops of life and also in those deep, dark valleys. Lord, won't you speak to each one of us this morning? Open our hearts to hear from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Have you enjoyed the music this morning? Can we thank Belle? Well done, honey. Beautiful. Well, it is fantastic to be with you. We have the privilege of traveling all over the country to get to share in all different environments, but it's pretty special to get to come back to a place. And so I kind of think that the first time we're at a place, we're special guests, we're visitors. The second time, it's like we've become friends. What would it be when we're here for the third time, do you think? Family? Are you okay with that? So with that in mind, can I share something with you? We found out recently that we're going to have a little girl. So I thought we could keep that in the family. Can we do that? We're very excited. I think Belle kind of floated out of the obstetrician appointment. She was pretty excited about that. Our little son, Mikey, is a champion, and he turns 3 in just a couple of months. And so do you know what that means? It means that I've had nearly 3 years to practice my dad jokes. Would you like some material this morning? Some of you aren't so sure. Do you know the difference between a dad joke and a bad joke? Someone said, not much. No, see, a dad joke just takes it that one step farther. Oh, see, now you're encouraging me. What season is it when you're on a trampoline? Springtime. Maybe I should quit at this point, Ange, and get some notes from you. Keep working on those dad jokes. But speaking of seasons, that is the theme of Belle's new album and the theme of this tour. And as Belle has shared this morning, many of the songs written from this new album are really just a reflection of what God's been doing in our lives over these last few years. I wonder this morning, do you know what season you're in? We're going to explore that and what it means to see God in every season of our lives. You know, as I look back over now coming up to 7 years of being married, it's kind of like God's had Belle and I walk through all of the different seasons of life. I can remember when we got married. We got married up at Mount Tambourine in Queensland, and it was an aircraft hangar that we filled with all of these people who had been praying for us over so many years, and it was a tremendous celebration. And it was kind of like we entered into this extended summer season. You ever had a time like that in your life? It feels like you're winning at everything and tremendous blessings coming your way. Oh, it was fantastic. I can remember that we really got this sense from God that we should step out and do this itinerant ministry full time. And how many of you know that that kind of thing doesn't come with a roadmap? It comes with a lot of steps of faith. And so we went out, and I can remember God just met us every step of the way. And he poured out his blessing. I can remember that one of the ways that he did that, when we went out in tour, on the short tours to start with, we didn't have a tour bus or a vehicle that could kind of cope with us touring. This is what we had, a pink Nissan Micra, a very small car and a very pink girl car. What do you reckon, fellas? Is that a chick car? Yeah. But I'll never forget that God provided an SUV. A friend came and said, I've been praying for you and I want you to have my SUV so that you can go further afield. And I knew it was from God. Look at that rainbow. Well, it got me off the ground anyway. It wasn't a Toyota, but I found myself leaping for joy. And God also supernaturally provided a way for Belle to fulfill a lifelong dream to go to Nashville to record what was then her third album, A New Creation. Just incredible summer times of abundance. I can remember, though, even with the SUV and doing this itinerant ministry full-time, that after many, many months, we started to get quite tired, kind of living out of our vehicle and going from place to place all over the country. And we met with our mentor, and he said, guys, I'm a little concerned. If you continue on this trajectory, you're headed towards a burnout situation. So we decided that we would relocate from Coffs Harbour up to be closer to family and just take an extended rest season. It's kind of like we were entering into an autumn season. During that time, we found out that we were expecting Mikey, and we were very, very excited about that. And as Belle grew and we got to anticipate what was coming, it was like we were in this springtime, this time of new growth and new life. Can I be honest with you? We were so excited to become parents that I naturally assumed that parenthood was going to spring us back into that summer season of supernatural abundance once again. Because, I mean, how hard can parenting be? We were naive. But God's story for us was different. And as Belle shared, we entered into a dark winter season that took us completely off guard. Have you ever had a season in your life where you've wondered, God, where are you? But so you don't ask it like that. You say, God, where are you? I wonder, in your life right now, are you experiencing a financial challenge, relationship challenges, challenges with your career, maybe with your health, maybe you'd say all of the above? Or maybe life is going great for you right now and you feel like you're in that summer season, you're on that mountaintop. I wonder, though, if you're like me, and irrespective of the season you face, you can find yourself so focused on trying to navigate that that you take your eyes off of God. It seems that wherever I'm at, I have to really fight to keep my eyes on Him and away from the circumstances of my life. I wonder, how can we be people who lift our eyes to see God in every season? The good news is that the Bible reminds us that God promises to be with us in every season. I think this is the key. I consider the story of Moses in the Old Testament. He navigated all the different seasons. I reckon he had an extended summer season of being raised in a palace, a dark winter season when he lost everything and spent 40 years in the wilderness, a spring season, a fresh start as he led the Israelites out of slavery into a whole new beginning. And with all these experiences at the end of his life, when he handed over his leadership to Joshua, I think these words can give us great encouragement as we navigate our particular season of life. We read in Deuteronomy 31, starting in verse 7. It says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you." Isn't that good news? He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. Just think about this for a moment. Moses is a pretty wise guy. He's experienced a lot in life. Consider all the different things that he could have passed on to his successor. And he sums it up like this. God is with you. Always. I wonder if Joshua realized the battles that still lay ahead of him. Clinging on to that promise of the hope that God was with him always. See, the thing is, this is not just an Old Testament idea, it's a theme that we read throughout Scripture. In fact, when Jesus was born, he was given the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. How incredible. And then towards the end of Jesus' life here on earth, in Matthew 28 and verse 20, we read, Jesus says, "Be sure of this. I am with you always, even to the end of the age." See, Jesus truly understands what we're going through, having himself experienced the different seasons of life. And today we celebrate Palm Sunday, the day when Jesus was welcomed with joy and celebration as he entered Jerusalem. As Ange read earlier in Matthew 21, we read how most of the crowd spread their garments and palm branches on the road ahead of Jesus to honor him, and they shouted, "Praise God, Hosanna! Praise God in the highest!" Just days later, those very same people were shouting something different. They were shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Can you imagine what that Easter week was like for our Lord? We know that Jesus begged God to take the cup of suffering away from him, if at all possible. Jesus certainly understands the changing seasons life can bring us. I wonder, what season do you find yourself in this Easter? You know, in Ecclesiastes, we read there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. And I thought, to help us to have a visual picture of what each of these seasons represent, I thought we'd use our son, my son Mikey. I say our son because, you know, we're family. And I wanted to start with summer. And so here's Mikey in summer. He's feasting, there's abundance. There's exceeding joy. God wants to rejoice with you if you're in this summer season. In James 1 and verse 17, it says, "Whatever is good and perfect comes down to us from God, our Father." I can imagine as Jesus was coming in on that Palm Sunday, that must have felt like a summertime for him. How about autumn? Are you in an autumn season right now? Here's Mikey in autumn. And he's not happy about it. This is one of those family photo shoots gone wrong. Someone thought it would be a really cute idea to put him in a suitcase. He was not liking it. But sometimes autumn is just like that. It feels forced upon us. We're not ready for it. A time of change. A time of forced rest, perhaps. A time of letting go of things that have weighed us down. In Psalm 23 and verse 2, it says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul." I wonder if you're in that autumn season. Is God inviting you to accept and embrace that and learn to trust in him with those changes? I can imagine our Lord, just days after that Palm Sunday, those people yelling, "Crucify him, crucify him." My goodness, how things changed. He finds himself in the Garden of Gethsemane. Are you in a winter season right now? Here's Mikey in winter with a broken leg. It happened as his dad accidentally took him down the slide, trying to protect him. It didn't end so well. I'm pleased to report that Mikey has made a full recovery. His dad is still recovering. But this is what winter for a one-year-old looks like, and I like in the photo that Mikey's looking up, he's saying, God, why me and why now? I didn't do anything wrong. I thought you'd protect me. Many of the things that Mikey loved doing, his independence was taken away from him. He was in pain. Winter sometimes can be a time of loneliness, of waiting, of grief, of barrenness, of sorrow. It's cold in the wintertime. But even here, if we lift our eyes, we will see God in this season. In Psalm 23 and verse 4, it says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. Why? For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. What a beautiful passage. See, we can be tempted to pull away from God in those dark winter seasons. But if we look at our Lord in that Garden of Gethsemane and on the cross, he was crying out to our Heavenly Father. The thing is, you don't have to do the winter season alone. In fact, we were not designed to do the winter season alone. How about spring? Mikey's back on his bike. It's a season of new life, of breakthrough. And nothing signifies this more than our Lord, who was crucified, rising again. We celebrate that on Easter Sunday, that he defeated death to give us new life. Praise God. Revelation 21 and verse 5 says, I am making everything new. I wonder, what season are you in this morning? As Belle comes to share once more, imagine if we were more aware to see God at work in each of the seasons of our lives. I think we would be different. I think we would be different because we would have an inner peace and an inner joy that is not dependent on circumstances, but is dependent on our Heavenly Father, who we read in the Word remains the same, never changing. Come what may. He is the solid rock that we can confidently build our lives on. We trust in him always. I think as well, it's important not just to be aware of our own season of life, but be aware that those around us are navigating different seasons. And so I wanted to take a moment now and just quickly mention each of these seasons again. And as I mention each one, if that's your season, just pop your hand up. To acknowledge before God that that's the season that you're in, but also to those around you. We're family here, and so we want to be able to support one another. The good news is this is multi-choice and there's no incorrect answer. So could we do that? Who finds themselves in a spring season right now? Who would say, I'm in a spring season? Come on. Fantastic. A season of breakthrough, a season of new life. Fantastic. Come on, everyone's got to participate. How about a summer season? Who would say they're in summer right now? Don't be ashamed. Fantastic. God wants to delight with you. Who would say they're in that autumn season, that season of change, maybe that season of extended rest? Yeah, fantastic. And who would say, you know what, I'm in that winter season right now. Yeah, be courageous. God sees you, God knows you, and He loves you. And He has not forsaken you. I'd love the opportunity to pray with you. Can we close our eyes and just before I do pray, though, we do have the privilege of traveling to so many different places, and we want to make it a point that when we visit somewhere that we give people the opportunity to say yes to Jesus for the first time. I don't know your story. Maybe you've heard the good news of Christ here for the first time this morning, or maybe you've heard it in the past and you've just never got to that place where you've allowed Jesus to be Lord of your life, where you've made the decision to follow Him as your Lord and Savior. And we'll give you that opportunity here just as our eyes are closed. If that's you and you want to say, yes, Jesus, I want to follow you. I want to put my trust, put my life in your hands. Just give me a little wave. I'd love the privilege of praying for you. God bless you. Yes. Bless you. Maybe there's someone here this morning that at one time has made that commitment, but if you're honest with yourself, you've been taking a different path to God's best path. You know what I'm talking about. And God is saying on this Palm Sunday, hey, won't you trust me afresh with that challenge? Won't you trust me afresh to be Lord of your life? If that's you, just give me a little wave. I'd love to pray with you as well. Fantastic. The Holy Spirit's moving this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege of joining together on this Palm Sunday. Thank you for who you are. You are a God of love. That we can trust you come what may. I want to pray for those who have put their trust in you for the first time this morning and those that have made a recommitment. Won't you lead them, Lord? Won't you show them what it means to follow after you? Lord, we are sorry that we fall short of your perfection. And we thank you that at Easter, we acknowledge and repent of our sin. We thank you that, Jesus, you made a way for us to have right relationship with our Heavenly Father, to have an abundant life here on earth and an eternity with you. Praise you, God. Won't you use us to let your light shine in this community and beyond, in our families, with our friends, with our colleagues at work, and with our neighbors. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
My eyes to see you. When the winds of change blow over me, I fix my soul to thee. With the autumn leaves, I fall on my knees. 'Cause seasons may change, but your love remains an anchor for my soul, constant, strong, and faithful. And day after day, you stay the same, Lord. I will lift my eyes to see you in every season. When the seed of hope lies buried deep, and darkness covers me in the winter frost, when I suffer loss, seasons may change, but your love remains an anchor for my soul, constant, strong, and I will lift my eyes to see you in every season.
As we finish our time together this morning, I want to teach you a song that we're going to sing together, and this is one that I wrote as a prayer. You know, through all of the changing seasons of our lives, when you consider the price that God has paid to make us his children, as I wrote this song, I just thought, God, you are worthy of the first place in my life. You are deserving of my time, my attention, my focus, you are the one that I want to be first in the decisions I'm making. And I invite you this morning I'll teach you the chorus, and you can make this your prayer as well. It goes like this.
May we lift you high, 'cause you alone are worthy. Come be glorified and have your way in our lives. Let your kingdom come.
Try that together. May we lift.
May we lift you high. You alone are worthy. Come be glorified. Have your way in our lives. Let your kingdom come. And let your will be done.
I'm going to invite you to stand as we reflect on where we're at. Whatever season you're in, God is worthy of that first place. Let's celebrate his faithfulness. Let's remind ourselves of his rightful place in our lives. God, our Savior.
God, our Savior, we desire to burn for you with holy fire, to leave behind the lesser.
Lord,
teach us, Lord, to seek you first. treasures of this earth. And when we trust in our own strength, turn our hearts to you again.
Such an honor and privilege to get to be back with you again today for the third time, and certainly we would love to say g'day afterwards. We'll be hanging out in the foyer today. We would love to pray for you if you would like us to pray for you. If today has brought up something significant in your life, if you've really felt challenged by something that God's been saying to you, we encourage you to, before you leave today, tell someone about it. So come and see Ange. We'd be happy to pray for you. But honestly, we're excited by what God's doing here. We're excited for what God's got for you. Come and say g'day. If you would like to pick up one of the albums, you can do that up the back. I've got at least one new album since being here last time, but there's four there. So come and say g'day if you would like some encouraging music to listen to in your car or as a gift for someone. We'd love to give some of that for you, and that also helps support us in ministry. So we appreciate that very much. If you have friends who are part of the 11 o'clock service, we're sticking around for that one today as well. If your friends maybe are going to sleep in, maybe send them a text if you think they need to be here today to be encouraged. And we hope we see you again pretty soon once we're four. Thanks a lot, Ange.